Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are...
Happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of the Guys Next Door podcast. We appreciate everybody in the neighborhood. Yes, we do. Listen, y'all are here. We're here. I mean, when I say we. Che is in the cribbo.
New crib.
I just got a new apartment.
This is looking very grown. There's nobody sneaking in and out of the background.
No whispers.
No, wait, no, I'm recording. Come back and fight. Nope. No. How does it feel, Che?
Lovely. I was about to ask you,
is this your first time living on your own?
It is. First time living on my own, no roommates, being able to decorate how I want, because usually I'm the last roommate in a situation, so everything's already haphazardly set. So it's my first time getting to fully decorate and do whatever the fuck I want. I wake up, I might put on a robe, or I might just strut around in nothing. Like, I can do these things, and no one can stop me.
Man, I would suggest wearing socks.
I got slippers. I got multiple slippers.
Dirty. What?
No. This floor. No, it's hardwood. This floor gets mopped every other day. Don't play me.
Yeah,
she's just Spanish.
Yeah, I was about to say she's Spanish, so you know.
Fabuloso.
Heavy.
I got two drawings under the sink.
Yeah, I bet. Well, we are happy for you. Proud of you. You know, I'm proud of you. Even though you betrayed me.
I mean, all I did was swap work husbands, and, you know, me and Ryan are kind of like a package deal to begin with, so it just makes sense.
I mean, I don't got to say nothing. Judgment to the plaintiff.
I can love you better than you know it's true. Never, ever want to be with a man.
It's crazy because Mouse will never... Mouse would never move to... Well, I won't say never move to...
No, you're right. No, say it.
He wouldn't.
If the price is right...
It would have to be six figures or better. Cool.
Wow. So big.
Okay.
But I feel like Mouse would with the right workplace. Not saying he wouldn't come back to New York, because he would still come back to New York often.
I was about to say, I don't know if I would move there. I would work out there, and then after work, I would come home.
You would work live. Yeah.
You would do like how...
What does work live mean?
Like, you would have a crib there, you would work there, and then when you weren't working, you'd be in New York. But you'd be working a lot, so whatever. Cool. Not mad at you. But it's great to see...
He is disrespectful.
...this much slander you throw to the West Coast. But we're both... Well, I'm not here right now, but we're both there.
Listen, I was talking to DJ Head. Shout out to my nigga DJ Head. He had called me. He was like, yo, what's your issue with L.A.? And I had to tell him. I was like, yo... I don't really have an issue with LA. It's the transplants I have an issue with.
You know what I mean? Like, if I take you to Leimert Park on a Saturday and we chilling with
this right, but boat, I never right.
You
I
gonna
never
be like this. This, yo, this is quick. Because every time you come to LA, it's for work.
It's work. So I'm every always time around. You work,
you're in a Hollywood environment,
and I don't like it. That ain't I don't the like real. That at all.
You got to get with me and go to. You know what I'm saying? Like when you come to LA, I don't do normal LA things. So I'm not the friend. I'm gonna tell y'all now. I'm not the friend to hit up when you get to LA. My stories might be lit. The parties I might be at may be fun, but don't hit me up when you get to LA.
It's funny that he says might.
But I'm just not that guy. Like, yo, Rob, what's going on tonight? I don't know. My name is not 7 days, seven nights. I'm not a promoter. I'm not a, I don't do none of this. I go out randomly. And when I go out, I choose my battles and when I should go out. Y'all and, niggas want to come.
Right now, you are undefeated in battle.
I am. But a lot of niggas want to come to LA on event weekends with a set agenda and think you're going to have a good time. Like, nah, first, your set agenda ain't your agenda because you can't get into every spot on your agenda. But it's there. You want to do the Poppies and you want to do the Penthouses and you want to do the Harriets. Them shit is $2,500 minimum. You ain't got that. So what you should be doing some free Runyon Canyon.
You know, I haven't been yet.
Yo, the most fun I had.
Like in Malibu, Santa Monica.
The most fun I had in LA was Runyon Canyon. Like,
nice free. You might run in a nice lady. You might have lunch after that. And it might happen from there. But don't come to LA like, yo.
Met a few nice ladies at Runyon
party. I know there's a Grammy party. You don't have a Grammy.
Why you don't get a Grammy party? You don't got a Grammy.
You never worked to know nobody. I see people come to LA and buy tables and they have they don't even talk to nobody. They just want to be in the scene. And I'm like, everybody here.
Yo, you remember all them niggas you remember everybody we was pushing away from our table?
Yo. That's what I'm saying.
And like, we had like three tables.
And
we had this table. I had a table, you had a table. And then there was that table, like, I forgot. I think your man was at the table, like, directly across from us.
It's always, but we are who we are. But people try to make their lives different. Like you said, like, the LA natives are amazing. Like my people,
I believe
favorite people ever.
Yo, everybody I know from LA, I really love.
They're amazing. Now, when you come to LA, like I say, people move to LA and expect to meet their best friend in a month and put all their trust in somebody they don't even know their last name to. That's your fault.
You niggas get out there and want to big bro Olympics.
Quiet. 5 years younger than you with a bigger chain. Not your big bro.
That's why you the big bro. You got the bigger chain. You got more money, and you at the table. Guess what? A 45-year-old nigga is saying Ryan's the big bro. I seen it happen. He told me.
That's said, nasty word.
Nigga told me in my face. I texted Ryan. He know I'm not lying. Nigga said, yo, you do the podcast with big bro. I had to think, because I'm like, every podcast I'm affiliated with.
And you give a little noogie to somebody.
I'm looking at the nigga. I'm like, I know he older than me, and everybody I do a podcast with is either my age. So, who's the big bro? Like, I've never played number two to anybody, so I'm trying to understand who is the big bro. Nigga said, Rye. My nigga, Rye, that's big bro. I said.
But those are the situations.
I said, this nigga's at least 52. He's at least 52 years old.
People go thinking a certain thing when it's not. So, I've lived in L.A. for 15 years.
Damn.
Back and forth for you, it sounds crazy. Half my life. I've been more in New York, obviously, because I was there the first 15, and then I've always been back and forth in those 15. But I've had residency. I've had an ID, a California ID, for the past 15 years of my life. And I can say, I can also say this about Atlanta. I haven't lived in Atlanta or the South. Like, people in the South are some of the nicest people in the world until you violate.
And then you get dragged within an inch of your life with no remorse.
No, you just keep, like, guns are around in the South more than they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were raised on a level where it was like, be nice and be polite because anybody has a gun.
And pop the trunk on you.
In New York, people have guns, but it's not legal. And it's not like as, you know what I'm saying, Mouse? Like, it's not as like.
I don't know nothing.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's there, but it's not there.
Yeah.
The South, it's there, and we know it's there. And even in the West, like, they don't call it the Wild Wild West for no reason. And I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it because of guns. I'm just saying, like, just know where you at. Like, check in before you got to check in.
Mm.
And that was a sermon brought to you by Fly Rye.
Right. I ain't even get to tell niggas to subscribe, comment, and rate.
My bad.
I ain't even get to call y'all Hakeem Campbells and Kimmy Gibblers and tell y'all to go, you know what I mean? Support the Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. I ain't get to tell you to go follow the YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast. Yeah, I ain't get to do none of that, but check in before you get checked on, like Ryan said.
Straight gems.
Moving the fuck on.
Don't check in with me, though, because I ain't got shit for you.
Listen, this week has been pretty funny. Some things came across, and I was like, ooh, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. It is the Ashy Nigga Olympics. The Ashy Gladiators are going to war, baby. In this corner, you got Dr. Umar Johnson. In this corner, you got Kevin Samuels. Let him fight, as Bad would say. Let him fight. Wow. Sidebar, I've been watching nothing but Making the Band for the past two weeks. So
you watching Freddie P for
Look, niggas play like at the end of the episode, Ness ain't do it to that man.
Yeah, but
Ness did it to that. It looked bad. I'm talking about that one he won but remember they fought that last time.
Yeah, he boxed him up.
Nigga put him in a corner. Nigga went limp a little bit. I said, ooh, yeah, that's
the
a big
one,
nigga.
He lost the first one.
Yeah, but if you remember those pants.
My headlock.
You remember those pants? We all had those Nike pants, that those nylon joints, that button on the side. Nigga, those bad to fight in, bro.
That was bad.
Especially if you sagging, you don't. So you.
It's a lot going on. You got to pick your battles when you most fit for them. He wasn't fit for him. He picked it.
Yeah, he
know your wardrobe. Yeah, you could have went up to your house. Yeah. Go put on some basketball shorts.
Yeah, you right. You're not lying.
Could have been like, you know what? Talking mad shit. I'll be right back. Change it up.
What's the worst outfit you got caught in a fight in?
The only times that I really lost in a fight, I got sucker punched twice. And I won't say one of them I didn't lose. One I lost. One I didn't lose because it kind of made up for it. But I've only got so. I'll say the worst I've seen people get caught up in is hoodies.
That string.
Fuck the string.
I grab niggas' hood, put it over the head.
String don't do much if you really a fighter or you strong. But once a hood goes over your head, you really swinging for dear life. You can't see nothing.
And if you a big nigga and you got on a little hoodie, it's over.
So it's a lot of...
There's a few big niggas I caught hoodie over the head and just went to town. There's nothing you can do. I got your shoulders up here. There's nothing you could do.
Nothing you can do.
And I'm just wink.
Creep the legs up.
Wink. Wink. I'm hitting them till they fall. Wink.
So hoodie is definitely one of them. Nigga, not the right shoe selection. Like you was in a flip flop or you was in like a Yeezy, first Adidas Yeezy.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Don't fight no ones.
Yeah, bad idea.
When them niggas try to jump me, I ain't gonna hold you. I had them UNC ones on. It was not for the shit, bro.
Not for the leggings.
I had to take flight. Not gonna hold you. Nigga took flight.
So I'm trying to. There's certain things you don't want to wear. Like it has to have enough traction so you don't slip. But it has to be not necessarily a steel toe, but something that if somebody step on your toe, you're not hurt.
So let me ask you this. If you know you got an issue with a nigga, if you know you got an on-site issue with a nigga, are you dressed at all times for the war?
All times?
Like me, I know if I got an issue with a nigga, like I'm talking about me. If I got an issue with a nigga, I don't like you, you don't like me. Like,
it's
no.
If
it's a real issue, I'm in Nike Tech all times. And niggas know. Niggas know. Niggas will be like, yo, what's up with you? Like, you didn't... Yeah, I'm in Nike Tech at all. I'm in sweats at all times. Because these John Elliott's don't got no give. These John Elliott's ain't got no give.
Yeah, you gotta have a good elastic waist.
Yeah, bait denim don't have no give. You gonna lose. You gotta
have a good elastic waist and a good sneaker.
Yeah.
Does this explain New Yorkers like love, appreciation, obsession with the Butters and the Tims. Like, y'all...
Nah, I think it's just a fashion
statement. You know, cause, I mean, Ryan says steel
really,
toe.
Nah, because niggas don't get... Niggas don't fight in... I mean, outside of... Wax is the only nigga I know that wear construction.
Now if it's a goofy out with Tim, and y'all plan on jumping somebody, yeah, I get your purposes. You want that good stomp. But if you by yourself and a nigga sweeps you off your feet with Tim, you really on the floor for life because them shits is so heavy.
Yeah.
And it's tough.
Yeah, you're not getting so back
you
on
gotta,
your feet.
You got to know your stature. And if you strong enough, like Wax is strong enough to wear Tim's anywhere.
Yeah.
Me, I like to be light on my feet at times. If I got to run, for me, I'm small. So if there's some big niggas chasing me, I'm capable of getting away. If I had Tim's on, not as much pep in my step.
I tell you this, I booked on a nigga in them Nike Vomeros and was like, nigga, I need 18 pair at this point because I was gone. Snuck niggas and was gone in the Vomeros.
You could either be a runner or you could be a track star.
It's the choice.
You're running your boots. Track star.
And these right here, I'm out.
What's those? Those are Sakai's?
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out. It's gone. I'm out of there.
Yeah, I'm not about the day breaks as well. I'm out. I'm not even going to play with
a
nigga.
I'm out.
I'm not going to play with a nigga, bro.
I'm out.
I tell you a bad shoe to get caught in a fight in. Air Max 97s. Yeah, honestly, Air Max of any kind. Like
95's not good either.
95, I've seen a lot of niggas put on the 95s with the Adidas pants to go fight, and I was like, oh, that nigga's a train killer. But I'm telling you this.
Not good. Air Max 1, you might twist your ankle.
You're definitely twisting your ankle on the Air Max 1. It's quiet. Nah, bro.
Bape guys next to a fight comp.
Bape, it's a bad night. Like, it's bad. Speaking of which, what do you think Umar Johnson's weighing to the fight with Kevin Samuels?
Dashiki, for sure.
Yep.
But under the dashiki, it's like fitted. Like, it's like a fitted, so you can't grab, you can't throw it over his head.
He got the Hanes long sleeve, but like two sizes too small.
I think when he comes out, he's going to have the full dashiki over the body, but I think when it's time to battle, he throws it off, but it's still
like
the same.
Cape.
It's still the same.
You said this nigga got a fitted dashiki on. Bro, what the fuck?
He got a regular dashiki, but he throw it off.
With a fitted, like, tee.
Same look. It looked exactly the same. Same print on the Under Armour dashiki, but it's time to go. I think Dr. Umar might be kind of strong.
I think Dr. Umar beat the shit out of Kevin Samuels. He would muster all of Dr. Umar would muster all of the power of the Shogun and Ogun and Ashawe, and he would slap the unk shit out of Kevin Samuels, son.
I think if we could cast these two in a movie. All right, let's do it like this. Let's do it like
all right, this. I'm listening. I'm here.
Oh, God.
Marvel.
Go on Marvel.
Okay.
Who would Kevin Samuels be?
Loki.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yep. I get it off the back. It's making sense to the world.
Yep.
But some people don't know. We got Loki, and who you giving Umar?
Hell no, Umar, not no Thanos. Fuck out of here.
In his world?
Yes, he would. Gone.
Okay. I thought you meant, okay.
For this purposes, I won't give him that much power.
Yeah, in his world, in the world of
so we going brothers, since that's Loki, does he have to be
Thor? No, he worse. That nigga Umar Johnson is Groot.
No.
He's Groot.
That's a strong character.
He's Groot. Groot. He's Groot. I take it back. You know who he is? He's Drax. That's who Umar Johnson is.
Who's that?
The nigga that be with Groot, the big nigga, the Batista. That's who Umar Johnson is.
So you don't give Umar Johnson more of Thor?
Hell no.
Just because it's like, I don't. If they're always, him and Loki was always butting.
Yeah, but Loki got a bunch of enemies.
Yeah, he does. He's just an ass. So does Kevin Samuels.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, so Umar, dang, I really want to find someone else that's closer, though.
Like, he's really...
Could we go Hulk?
Yeah, I'll give you Hulk.
Because it's like behind closed doors, educated. You know, I'll speak... And then it's like, when it turns up, it's fuck out of here. Like, Hulk smash.
Here go the thing. What if Triller books this fight?
I don't want to watch it.
What if Triller books this fight on the same card, Jake Paul and
we gotta host it. We gotta be on it.
We gotta host this, right?
We gotta host that.
You got Umar. Yo, Triller, hear me out, Triller. You got Umar Johnson, Doctor of Nothing. You got Kevin Samuels. Nigga, this fight right here sells itself. The building is gonna smell like sulfur 8, fish grease, Kenta oil, and brute.
What's the hair stuff too?
Sulfur 8.
No, the dye, the one that be dripping.
Oh, Beijing.
Yep. Beijing.
Yeah. See, here go the thing. Umar Johnson from Philly, so he too uses Beijing.
It's a Beijing battle.
It would be a Beijing battle. The Beijing Battle Royale.
Battle of the Jing.
Yo, what if we put all this money on Umar Johnson and Kevin Johnson? I mean, and Kevin Samuels fucking tie-bows the shit out of this nigga.
I see Umar winning in a boxing match. I see Kevin knowing some other shit. Like, he kicks. Like, I can see him doing a spinning back kick to a fucking heavy bag. And you like,
I can see him. I can see him dead. Yeah, I can see that nigga on some John Wick shit. Like, what, oh, that nigga, like, yeah.
Pop. You like, how? But he knows. If you talk all that shit, you gotta know something.
Not true.
You would think.
Not true.
You would think.
You know that to be, Ryan, you know that to be untrue.
All right.
Niggas talk because they have lips. That's it. They don't have nothing to do.
And they like the sound of their own voice.
That is it, brother. All right. Well, what I do want to talk about. Hey, Triller, hit us. Please hit us. This is a great fight to book. We can book this fight. Kevin Samuels, Dr. Umar Johnson.
Shit gonna be like the Thriller in Manila.
It's not the Thriller in Manila. It's better. It's the.
What you got?
Put your bet on the Hotep.
Hell, you're fucking crazy. It's bros versus hoes.
Bros versus the hoes. Simps versus the lips. Everybody come. Come one, come all. Bring ye tired, bring ye blind.
Why does it sound like a slave auction?
I think subconsciously he did that on purpose.
Yes, he did. He definitely did. But anyways, like you were saying,
what I want to talk about a few weeks ago, I just didn't know where I want to talk about. But so Kevin Samuels brings up quite the conundrum when it comes to the black community, right? There's people that support him, there's people that don't support him. And then there's people who don't really give a fuck, like myself. I think Kevin Samuels, I don't think anything he does is from a genuine place. I think he does it to embarrass people. But hey, the thing about this is he's not going to find y'all. Y'all are calling him. So as strong as your skin is, you go for that. I believe somebody will knock this nigga out one day.
I agree with you. And I was gonna say, he'll still get knocked out in some shape, way, or form.
Yeah, because
y'all know who he is.
My thing is, you're gonna play with somebody's mother, and you're gonna get violated. Like, okay. You're gonna play with somebody's mother who don't care about this internet shit, and they're gonna put you.
Gonna watch it and they're gonna see it. And
when
I think about Kevin Samuels, I'll be real with you. Like, don't get me wrong, he wilds out. And it's all about the way you say stuff. So sometimes he has the right message. It's just from the wrong messenger. Or it's just the wrong tone. It's the way you talk about shit. Because some stuff he says, in my mind, I'm like, okay, there's some truth to this. But he goes the extra mile.
Who else did that remind you of? Umar Johnson.
Facts.
Now, the reason I want to talk about Kevin Samuels is because I think he has created a foundation on a foundational lie. There's no such thing as high value men or women. Mouse, let me repeat that. There's no such thing as high value men or women. What does that mean? That means that these people who consider themselves high value men and women, they are a subset of people that we've all seen time and time again. They are people who do everything right on paper, but nobody gives a fuck about. They are people with a bunch of accomplishments and no personality, and nobody gives a fuck about them. So in order to, because there would be no way to, you know, that them taking accountability for their shortcomings, that's all too simple. That makes too much sense. So instead of taking accountability for your shortcomings, what do you say? You say, well, that's just because I'm a high value woman and I'm a high value man. So you just don't get me. You just don't understand me. We just don't see it because I'm high value. And like, who the fuck? What the fuck is a high value?
Who made you high value?
Like, who made you high value? Like, literally, I've seen women with all the fixings, all the dressings, niggas too. I've seen people with all the fixings, all the dressings, all the aesthetic, all the accomplishments, and they get manned down by people way less than them, way broker than them, on a way lower scale than them. So how are you? You're only high value. You're only valued as high as the person you're with valuing you.
I agree. And when it comes to certain things, I feel like, all right, look, y'all got to stop listening to everybody and what they feel is the right thing for your life. Mm. That's number one. Especially people that you don't know and don't know you, and they're just assuming based off of what you tell them. Don't let somebody come into your life and turn the shit around based on negativity. Now, if it's something positive to say and you agree, cool. But don't come on these platforms just because you want to be heard and end up looking like a fool based on somebody that doesn't even know you from a hole in the wall. I could do that. You could call me and pay me for that. I could tell you all the negative shit about your life that you want to tell me because you're not telling them nothing positive. You going in there negative. So Kevin Samuels has nothing else to tell you but negative things because you tell him, well, I don't have this and I don't have that and I don't have this. And what do you have?
I didn't even think about that. I didn't even thought about that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, what's up? I don't have a man. I'm overweight. I don't have. So what do you have positive that you, because right. I don't want nobody negative in my life, let alone somebody who talks negative about themselves. If you're a big girl, or if you come to me like, yeah, I'm a big girl, but I'm like, the minute you go at this man saying your negativities, this is what gets him up. It's what lifts that man up. So it's not his fault if you're knocking on his door talking about, I need your help. I need your help. I'm this. I'm faulty in this situation. I'm negative in this. Like, nah, go in there like, yo, I got this and I got this and I got this. So what's the issue now? Where do I go from here?
Nah, I didn't think about that. Because once you give them the ammo, then they're able to assert that. I didn't even think about that. Also, it probably does benefit. It does change your outlook if you lead with what you do have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Everybody has something to give somebody. But if you lead with what you don't have, nobody's ever going to find what you have. We're always going to go around it, especially him. As soon as you say, I need him, I don't have this because of this. Even if you go later down the line, be like, well, I got a job. And he's like, yeah, but you don't have a man because of what? What's the reason you don't have a man? This is what you started with. It's like, nah, I'm happy. I'm healthy. I have a job. I have this. But I just fall. I end up talking to the wrong people. What's the issue now? Now it's like, all right, well, you got a job. You doing this. You doing that. These are all positive things. Well, I feel like maybe it's just who you chill with. Maybe you can go here. It might turn Kevin Samuels into a more positive individual. But if you give a person like Wendy Williams, you go on her show giving her all this negativity, she's going to reverse the shit right back. She's never going to be like, well, you know what? You're a great person. And the only people she says that to are the people that come on with great knowledge and something like, yo, look, this is me. And I can accept this, but I know I'm this. I'm great and I do this. And everybody in the audience comment, yeah, you're right. Yo, independent. But the minute you start off with, girl, I should have never got into that relationship. You're right. I could have told you that. Like, how could you have told me that?
Right,
you
right.
You know nothing about this. I just shared a little bit of negativity. And instead of, you're not my friend. Let's start there. You're not my friend or my family. Well, first of all, I want to say family. You're not my friend. So you're not you're not in a way, shape, or form groomed to wanting to treat me nice. Soon as a person that doesn't know you grasps a little bit of negativity, they're going to shoot it to the top because it makes them feel way better. Like they have one up on you. Yeah, you're not in a relationship. I am. But I'm happier. It's like, nah, there's domestic violence in your house. And there's this going on in your house. But you're not telling me that. You only taking a, I'm in a relationship and you single. So I'm higher. Ha, ha, ha. Nah, that's not what it is. When people come up to me all the time, I'm like, yo, I'm in a relationship. And when you going to be in a relationship? Like, bro, you still cheat. Like, how you going to sit here and tell me?
You got to stop hanging around white people.
But you still do X, Y, and Z. How are you going to tell me when am I going to get in a relationship when you're not even happy in yours?
Mm.
So the main thing is Kevin Samuels, in my mind, there's underlying things that we don't know about his life. That in order for him to be happy in his purpose, he has to push out negativity. But the only reason why the negativity is getting pushed out is because y'all bringing it to his doorstep. Who gave Kevin Samuels the platform to be where he is right now? Because the chance wasn't us.
The fuck?
It was black women. You represent black women.
There's no white woman going on his show. And I guarantee he would love for it to happen.
Oh, if a white woman come on. Yeah, you think his tone will change? A white woman come on that screen?
Absolutely. But I honestly won't say to the greatest, like, mass of changing what he's saying, because he's still gonna say what he is. But I feel like as black people, we're emotional creatures, and we hate to show that we're emotional. But white people, they're gonna show it off jump. So it's not gonna be a long period of him bashing that white person because they're gonna accept it. There's gonna be no back and forth between that black man and that white woman. It's going to be like, yo, well, you're overweight. Well, you do this. It's like, yeah, you're right. I am. I could do this. Because they're going to be submissive to that black man talking down to them.
Mm.
Our women, which I love to the death, they always speak their mind. And it's like this. But then when it comes to somebody like that, don't even give him your time of day. Like, y'all are giving this man the opportunity to be great. White people would never. They would. They do now because they run all these social media apps that let him talk. But if this is a white man talking bad about white women, these videos would be spammed and blocked off of these social media shit. There's no white man that talks to white people like that.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Podcast Arai showed up today.
Does that speak more to black people as a whole? Like what we accept and who we accept it from?
What we allow, who we allow it to come from. Steve Harvey would never violate black women on a platform like that and he'd be praised. It wouldn't happen.
Well, didn't he do that with the book?
Yeah, but that having a book and then having a movie based on a book is totally different than going on Instagram Live every day, and that's your claim to fame. Like, they tried to get him up out of here because he fucked up on a Miss Universe. See what I'm saying? Like, he said the wrong thing on a piece of paper.
Well, that is his job. I mean, your job is to read the call.
Absolutely. And y'all as black people have given this man the job of basically telling you what you're doing is right and what you're doing is wrong. And how you look is right and how you look is wrong. And how you feel is either his way is right or your way is wrong just because you haven't found that person yet. Like, there's somebody for everybody. Don't let nobody who don't even know you or who has a bad hairline and nasty looking shit tell you what the fuck to do. Everybody got to look in the mirror at the end of the day.
Che, as a woman, what is your take on Kevin Samuels?
I find some of his content funny as hell because I thrive off chaos. We all know this. But do I necessarily, like, I would never take anything he says to heart. If he was to try and address me directly, as Ryan said, like, it wouldn't even be a conversation because you don't fucking know me. And who are you to tell me everything about myself is wrong based off your perception of me? That's one thing that I've worked over the last like 10 years is to fix, is like not allowing other people's perception of me to dictate how I feel about myself. So do I believe that he should have this much power or clout or whatever the fuck you want to call it? No. Was he funny for a 30-second clip? Yes, when he first came out. Now it's a little bit tired. He needs to let it go. Like, Kent, for once, instead of just speaking down on everybody that comes onto a show, like, I would like to see once where he actually is like, oh, well, like, be a decent person. Be nice. Like, you don't have to tear someone. It's not. It's definitely not. And I don't expect it to.
People that come and talk on it. If you came and talked on it, it'd be a different world. But it ain't, because we come as Black people always putting our emotions first, thinking people are going to accept them and give us positive, reconstructive criticism. And it's not happening.
Ever.
Black people, it's sad to say, but we never want to see another person ahead of us. But not all of us. Not
I don't
all
know
of
if
us.
That's
not,
true.
Not all of us, but in especially in entertainment, people always look at the next Black person as competition rather than someone they can work with and build with.
Fact.
But what's wrong with competition?
Competition's always good, but not when it means shitting on somebody, hating on somebody. That's not competition.
There's competition, and then there's not recognizing that there's room at the table for everybody to eat off the same
thing. There's people, and I can speak to all of us, because there's people in our lives that haven't hired us because they thought we would be better than them at a certain part of our career.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking us in and be like, yo, I got you this opportunity, and us knowing that, yo, I'm only going to get bigger, which is only going to make you bigger. Like, I'm not going to outshine the master. Like, and I'm not saying the person who get you a job as a master, but you got to understand, like, I'm not going to violate you because you helped me.
Right.
As a Black person, you helped me. You didn't have to do that. But in the field of entertainment, especially when it comes to Black people, it's like, they picked me. Like, the one Black guy at the office, he might not go hard for Black people because he's like, I'm in. What do I need some other Black people in? So then they take my shine, and I'm not looked on as the one they got to come to. So I'm not going to do that. Instead of being like, yo, if I bring my mans in, and he's a great worker, I'm not just bringing anybody in. I'm bringing somebody who I know is great at this craft. And it rises him up, which rises me up. But then we can bring another two Black people. Let me bring another four. And now we got something. Now we can sit here and be like, all right, now we can leave this company and start our own. But we don't think like that.
It's holding the door open, regardless of whether or not that person is better than you, and gatekeeping. Being afraid to let somebody else who does have the talent, who might be able to outshine you, letting them in the room because you're too afraid that they're going to dull your shine. When really, y'all both need to just light that bitch up together.
In retrospect, if we look at Jerry Springer and Maury's show, they've been violating us for years. But nobody cancels them. When a Black person does it to our own people, it's then turned in as a form of entertainment. What white people do, it's a job. Like, oh, Jerry Springer's, you know how you violate people, Maury. You are the, how do you not know how many men you slept with? And it's like, can a black person
Jerry Springer
on TV on a national network and do that to somebody? Hell no.
I'd like to point out that Jerry Springer went on to actually become a judge.
I don't know if it's the same thing, because these shows are like,
could we give Kevin Sepp, would a network give him a show?
Yeah, he probably gonna get a show. I'm pretty sure he's gonna get a show.
I don't think
he's going to.
I don't think so.
I think
it might
so.
Be something on some internet,
like, TV One.
I mean, TV
BET
I
Plus.
Mean, also, TV's not the same. No, BET's not giving him
BET's
a show.
Not giving him no show.
But I'm saying, like, I'm saying also TV's different now.
Well, black people give Michelle. I'll change it. That changes the situation. Because white people will give a nigga anything to be cold.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He'll get a show. I think he's getting a show. And if I'm not mistaken, I've heard people already in talks with him about the show.
And this is why our people ain't shit. We're allowing that. It's entertainment at the end of the day, bro. It's entertainment. There's nothing positive comes out of these conversations. Like I said, now if they talk to him and change the way he communicates with people, then yeah, it could help some people. But
so you don't think there's a space for people to be spoken to that way? Like some people who need that like extra kick in the ass?
Like you said before, people need an extra kick in the ass, but there's gonna be somebody on their team that doesn't take high to that and somebody will get hurt.
Right.
So if that's the way you want to go, cool. But we live on different codes. I would never violate a woman, a black woman at that. Talk about her shortcomings in certain things that really aren't shortcomings.
Accentuate her shortcomings, yeah.
Yeah, like I can't believe in that. And I can't believe that can make somebody great in entertainment or whatever. I can't put a positive light on that. That's me. For certain people, if you are the person that wants to get violated and belittled on a national platform, then so be it. But then don't complain. Like, he did this, and don't do that. Because you know what it was. He didn't call you. You called him.
Mm. So, Che, let me ask you. Do you buy into the whole high value men, high value women? Do you buy into that whole thought process?
Not really, because even I've had
so you said not really. So before you tell me why not, tell me the part why you say not really. So the part that you kind of do, tell me about that.
I think I was just saying not really to say not really, not because there was any weight behind that not really. But like I've dealt with men who, as I like to say, on paper, flawless individual. Mm-hmm. Good job, good money, everything that you claim you want from a person, but then you get them in person and they're about as dull as a box of rocks. Mm. So it's like you, just because you have all of these material gains and things and aspects to yourself, but personality, you're not deep at all. No, you're very shallow. You're not worth it to me.
The hardest thing to be in the world is cool and rich.
At the same time?
Same time. How many cool and rich people do you know?
About like a handful.
A handful of cool and rich people. How many rich people do you know?
I know a shit ton of rich people.
How many cool people do you know?
Yeah, no, I like to think I know a pretty good amount of cool people.
A lot of cool people. Like yeah, your circle is cool, but niggas ain't rich. Or wealthy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to be, and that's why I always go back to like when people be like, yo, like you were about to say, like he was dull, he was corny, right?
Yeah.
He was corny. In my mind, there's no such thing as a corny individual. You cannot, you're not born corny. You're born a certain way, and the minute you act a way that you're not is what makes it corny. If you read a lot of books and you like educating yourself, you're not corny because of that. You're like a nerd. That's the word we use, but it's not a negative word. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you're not corny because you like reading books or you like educating yourself. You're corny once you turn into somebody who's like, we know you're the book nerd. We know that's what you do. Why are you trying to be the gangster? Like, that's not you. That's corny. You're moving out of your world. So when it comes to like rich people, it's like to grind and to be rich and everything, it takes a certain amount of work ethic where sometimes your social life isn't what you want it to be, but it's for the benefit of what you're going to be.
True.
And sometimes the cool guy doesn't have the mental capacity to go do that. Like he doesn't want to go to school. He doesn't want to do, that's not his, not saying he can't be successful, but he doesn't put that much time into his craft. So he's just the cool guy. Like, you know, everybody knows him. He's at the parties. The girls like him. He's cool. But significance behind that is nothing really moving. Like financially, he's, you know, he's good. Got a little chain, a little this, but there's no progression.
Mm-hmm.
When you get that cool, when you get that person who grinded it out, but they're cool, everybody likes them, but they're not worried about what everybody else thinks. Like us, we don't really worry about what people think. we go on our own accord. We move on our own sound.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we want something to work hard in it, we go work hard at that shit because we want to, not because everybody's like, yo, you got a job here? That's dope. Like, nah, like I wanted this. Once we get that career or whatever that sets us apart financially, we was cool regardless. You can't take that away from me. Like with athletes, like they go their whole life. That's why athletes are, a lot of athletes are corny. Like they're just not, they're just weird. They're
awkward.
Awkward, but because they had to work on their craft forever. There was no going to the club. There was no going to parties. It was like, mm-hmm. yo, school, practice, extra gym. Wake up 6 a.m., gym, practice, school, back home. And you got to do that or you're never going to be an NBA. You're never going to get to that plateau. And that's why most New York niggas don't make it in the league. Most city kids don't make it to the league. And it just because there's so many distractions. From a New York perspective, there's girls and clubs and drugs and figuring out how to make it in. I want to be in the cool crowd. And it's like there's so much that we have so much going on that we don't feel like we need to, you know, work as hard on certain things. So with that, it's like, it's hard being cool and rich. So when it comes to what we're talking about, like, this shit is really difficult for some people when it's really not that difficult because we take it such an accord on what people think.
I also think, like, to be a high-valued person, like, it doesn't matter how much you work on yourself and everything you do, like, look at it in terms of, like, the 70-30 rule, like, whenever you're dating. You find 70% of something that you like about somebody. If you can accept the 30 that you don't like, then that's a decent relationship. Like, you're not going to find somebody where you like 100% of them.
30?
You can't, huh? 30? It's like 70, it's 70-30, yeah. Set just think about, like, 100. Little shit where you're just like, yo, like, I wouldn't, but yo, everything else is okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to have him on the show. This nigga said,
oh, shit.
There was this nigga, he's a relationship therapist, I believe. Nigga said, like, you only get like 6% of, like, couples only deal with like 6% of their issues. It was some crazy number like that. He was like, couples only deal with like 6% of their issues. I want to have him on talk about that. Like when you mm-hmm. said that, that's what thought of. I'm like, damn.
It's
crazy,
a real thing. But and
he was like, if you can deal with 6% to be of your high... issues, y'all going to be good. But yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
To be a high value person, like you got to be crossing the 90 percentile of like everything about you is just flawless. And I feel like that's just physically impossible because we are flawed human beings by nature. Like that is written into our code. You can't fix that.
Why do you
that.
Think we always have a need to separate ourselves?
What do you mean?
No, like why I'm saying like in this high value man, high value women discussion, like there's a need, like to me, it seems like there's just a need to separate yourself. Like I'm a high value person. I'm better than you.
Because nobody ever wants to have to look in the mirror and deal with the reality of their own shortcomings.
Mm.
That's what it really comes down to. Like you can't. You know, most people don't have the mental capacity to self-critique in that manner. So it's just easier to assume that I'm the best, I'm the baddest, I'm top of the line than to really like sit and break it down and like internalize like, all right, well, what do I bring to the table?
Right,
what
right,
what are
right.
my attributes?
And this is the point of the conversation I've always wanted to have. That is what deeming yourself a high-value man, high-value woman does. It gives you a crutch to not address your shortcomings and then point the finger at everybody else.
Yep.
Because if everybody else did what you did and everybody else was allowed those same opportunities to be on the level you're on, then what happens? Because the ladder is there. It's not like, you know, you were born a high-value man or a high-value woman. Like, it's a ladder, right? If you think about it like Donkey Kong, it's a ladder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just not afforded the opportunities to get to that ladder. But niggas can meet you on that level. So what happens when everybody's on the same playing field? What distinguishes the high-value man from the high-value woman from the non-high-value men and women? Nothing, right? Because everybody has it. So then where do you go? You go to the shortcomings. Address the shortcomings. And that's what this is why this conversation I want to have, because like you just said, this is all aesthetic. Job, money, mm-hmm. cars, clothes, this is all aesthetic. It could all be going tomorrow. What are your shortcomings? How do you deal with those? The person who's doing all that and focused, I mean, not even doing all that, fuck that, because some people don't need all that. Someone who's focused on fixing themselves and being a better human being, that's the high value person. That is the person I will value more than anyone. The person who puts more effort on people and hearts is the person that I would deem a high value person. Not the person with a degree, not the person with the high credit score, because I've met way better broke people than I've met.
Agreed.
I mean,
I trust a broke crackhead with a good heart before I trust a motherfucking person running around here calling themselves a high value person.
All right, I agree. I agree to a certain extent because I don't know how those people would be with money, but
no, I just trust them.
Yeah, you know, no. And we can only trust what they have, and they don't
right.
have anything.
So right, I
get you. I definitely get that. And that's what I'm saying. Like I started the conversation before. Go, like I'll say this. We said we'll never have Kevin Samuels on the show.
Never.
But if I was to have him on the show, I would be the person that would bring out his shortcomings.
Like, why have you been divorced 3 times? Why?
But exactly. Why? This is what I would do. Like, everybody goes on his shows with their shortcomings and ask him for what it is. So if I was to do this, which I think now would be more of a thought in my mind, it would be, who deemed you the nigga to tell people who they're not good enough and they're not this? Because you obviously mm-hmm. weren't good enough for your marriages and they didn't work out. You obviously have issues with yourself if the only thing you could give off is negativity. And everything, I'm not going to say everything you're saying is bad, but it's the way you tell people. If he grew up in a way that, and I'll break all this down. Like, I want to know how he was raised. Like, where did you come from? Where are you from? Like, I want to know this thing because at the end, I'm going to violate. Like, I'm not going to violate, but I'm going to show him what he do to people.
And hey, y'all know me. I don't mind saying things in a harsh way. Sometimes people need that. I don't give a fuck how I say things sometimes. You got the message. I'm with that. But it's something about, something predatory about the only thing you have to critique is a black woman's shortcomings. I don't care what you do to men. I honestly don't care. And you can call it whatever you want. It's the fact that you have a platform that invites black women on and you break them down to their beings. Like, you don't speak to their heart. You don't speak to their mind.
Yeah,
You'll never have a high value person because you have this. And by all means, if you, whatever it takes to keep me away from high value people, please give me the book. I want everything that's going to keep me away from high value people. Please. Pretty, pretty fucking please. Shade. Oh, my fault, Ryan. My fault.
Nah, it ain't even much for me to say. Like, it's just trash out. As black people, we have had to fight and come this long to then have somebody get paid and get views to bash the most beautiful creature in the world, which is the black one.
But people are paying for their own demise. So I can't, you know what I mean? I can't fight that war for me. Like, he's not pulling up pictures of people. People are.
It's sending it in.
Like I said, keep me away from high value people. Che, do we got to listen to letter?
Yes, I just found one actually.
If you guys got a letter that you want read on air, make sure you send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. That is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you put your own fake name in a subject line. If not, Che's gonna read right in front of her. What's right in front of her? Also, if it's a relationship question, doesn't have to be, but if it's a relationship-based question, please send a picture of you in your suitor. That way, I know how to give advice. Because I don't want to be giving no high-value person advice to non-high-value person. Go ahead, Che. What we got today?
I just don't understand why you must terrorize. Not relationship-based. We are, you know what? I really appreciate the fans coming through with the different topics. So this one is family related again.
Oh God.
There was no fake name given. She just kind of jumps right into it. So it says, I know family is everything, but I'm getting tired of mine. I've been more than a helping hand to my household. Shit, at this point, you can even call me an assistant to them. I've been a helping hand since I was 9. I'm 18, just graduated from high school, and I'm getting ready to leave for college. Just don't know which one yet. I got into NCAT and Morgan State University and some other schools. At the moment, my older cousin, we're going to call him John.
North Carolina A&T. Said NCAT. Don't say NCAT.
No, she literally, like, that's how she wrote it. She literally wrote NCAT.
NCAT?
Yes.
Yeah, it's North Carolina. But, like, just don't say that again.
Ron Burgundy.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Wait, she got into A&T and where?
And Morgan State.
Go to Morgan.
So she says, at the moment, my older cousin, we're going to call him John, hasn't applied to any schools and doesn't have a diploma. Shit, even a GED. Nothing wrong with having a GED. So I'm helping to say doing it for John. I never read it.
Yeah, we read this one before. John, yeah.
When did y'all read this one? Y'all reading letters without
Shay, you read it.
I was in here.
No. I did not. I have never seen this letter before, Mouse.
Yeah, we read this one before.
Wow. This is what happens when y'all cheat. Got me looking stupid in front of company, reading old letters and shit. This is what we do.
Listen to the podcast. Hold yourself accountable.
Yeah, you acting like a real high value woman right now.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
That was crazy. But since we don't have any letters, please send us some. We probably do. We just got to go through them and find some more. But are we stating anything about other episodes that we do or do not do?
What do you mean?
I see what he did there.
I'm slow.
All right, so I'll keep it really short and simple with you guys. I want to get back to the roots. I want to get back to how we do, how we feel on these episodes, on these Monday episodes. I love Thursday episodes. I appreciate those. But I'm getting back to the essence. I want to get back to the love and the groove that we're in. So I'm taking our Thursday episodes and removing them and putting them on Patreon. They will be about different things, such as whatever we want to talk about, but I'm defining these Mondays as Guys Next Door Mondays. Cool.
We back in original format.
Yes, sir. Right, yes, cool. Sir. Ski. Ain't that how they say it today? What does that mean? Why did they say that? Who started that? I don't like it. I hate it. Just I hate it really bad.
At the end of thing. You know,
I don't like it. It's like Dun Talk. You remember Dun Talk? Dunny. Was good. I overdoes it. Dunny.
Dunny. Yeah.
Was good.
No, I didn't like that. Me neither.
I don't like ski. I don't like that.
It's boring.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Not one bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Ryan, you got any announcements before we get out of here?
You do.
No. He does.
I don't.
No, she said you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Didn't you just...
Did I just what?
Didn't you just pay somebody else a visit? Another show?
Oh, yeah. Well, that goes on our Patreon, too. If you want to hear me on the Hardest Off podcast talk about, I guess I give y'all a little. They asked me my craziest sexual experience, and I told them a story. It's actually on our Patreon, too. So go on there. Pay us a little cash, dollars, and you could have my story that I don't know why I told it. But it's there. And I love y'all for y'all, so I gave it to y'all. That's my announcement.
Do I have any announcements? I do, but not yet. So yeah, I gotta relax. But
good things coming.
Good things are coming.
good things coming. Like Ryan said, we getting back to the essence, man. You know, we tried to quarantine was rough on us, and we, you know, shout out to the neighborhood that stuck with us. You know, we tried to figure some things out. It was very rough because we weren't in the same spaces and things of that nature. But you know, we're outside, open back up. The tour is coming. Merch is coming.
Planned right now.
Patreon is getting planned. Right. So we'll see y'all soon. Oh, almost forgot. Ryan, get the drawers. Song now. Go.
Wow, that was so.
Why does he do that?
Crazy. You know what? But a man like me is always prepared.
If he was ready, you don't have to get ready. You feel me?
I'm gonna go with WizKid, Made in Lagos, because that's our joint, and I could get busy to that. Like that. That's how they do it to that song. So real, it's really not like a sex song, but it's like getting to the bed. Like you in the car on the way, hand creeping up her left side, ready to do it.
Ready to bone, ready to moan.
55th exit.
Damn. Already we home. Now let's get it on. I'm going 94. No, I'm sorry. I'm going 93 Acura Vigor by Shelly, formerly known as Dram, and Erykah Badu. They never miss with their damn duets. Another big one. Love it. Listen to that entire Shelly album. But yes, 93 Acura Vigor featuring Erykah Badu, Shelly, formerly known as Dram. Shay, it's on you. End it off.
I don't remember if I said this one last time. It's very possible. Peak, Fed Up by Raheem.
No, you didn't say it.
I don't think I said it. So yeah, it'll be that one.
That's what you in there getting nasty to in the crib.
Yep. Well, actually, I have not christened the crib yet.
What you waiting for?
I don't want to hear it. I don't hear it.
What are you?
I'm still nesting. I'm still decorating and stuff. So ain't no menfolk over here.
Oh,
I don't want to hear it.
You must let us know when it happens.
I shall. You know I will. Yeah. That big ass king size bed. It needs to be broken.
I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Come see us next Monday. I'll be here, Mouse be here, Shay be here, we here, we locked in. Let's go. I am Fly Rye. That is Mouse Jones. That is Shay Mills. And we are the guys next door.
Yeah, baby.
Peace.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.